Welcome back to another episode of the Self Development with Tactics podcast. It's been a while, actually a really long while, probably the biggest one I've ever had in the history of the podcast. But as I have realized and as I have seen throughout the very recent months, I'd say, sometimes things are just more important than some things that we choose to do. But on the other hand, it is as important to once again incorporate those, those few tasks. You know, in the end, it is not that much, or there aren't that many tasks to include, at least for me, that, you know, maybe for some period of time were really important for us. And then just, you know, other things got more important. I've had to do quite a lot of stuff for uni. I didn't even work out. Many things that I normally do or have been doing on a daily basis. But I think kind of the goal and or the trick is seeing those periods of time as something good rather than, something bad. Something like, okay, I am so mad, I am so bad maybe even, that I can't do what I've been doing, that, you know, whatever it might be. But I'm really glad actually and really happy to do this again. And I've, I think also this period of time showed me that, maybe there was a reason why I started all of this, even though it is something that is sometimes quite stressful and, might have also taken a toll on me, on my body. But I am really glad. And I think we just also need this period of time where we do not do certain things to, maybe not necessarily recover, but see what this was all about, having a bit of, I don't actually know how to call that. It's, free time, it is some time. But as you can see also in the backdrop, it is different. I have moved in the meantime. I mean, so many things have happened in the meantime. And by the way, I hope that the quality is rather nice, but I am, really happy to start again for multiple reasons indeed. One reason being that I thought and might have recognized that my English got really worse in this period of time. And it's actually really been some time in which I have not recorded anything properly, but just, did some other things and then uploaded it as, some way of not feeling too bad about it. But I think, this was a really big one, and also noticing like, okay, being in this whole realm of information, basically, this realm of quote-unquote self-development and, going through things that really built my character throughout, a few periods of times and or quite some time. It's just nice to be back. I really want to see if Derek Sivers has uploaded another book notes, a few new book notes, and I'm also gonna show you there. Where are we? There we go. Gonna get rid of this, and it is it. Pragmatism is indeed one that I have started to go through, but haven't finished yet. So it, might be a really smart idea to just finish that one. And it probably is also smarter to go from the very bottom to the very top to, at least in the first episode here, not have anything. Is this smaller than it should be? I don't know. Yes, it probably is. But I can also make this smaller and hopefully see everything differently. Well, the very bottom of it is cropped, so I'm very sorry for that. I'm gonna read it anyways, and I'm just so excited. The reality independent of human thinking is very hard to find. Yes, I think this is something we all have seen. What is reality is a good question in and of itself, but finding reality and creating this reality, and maybe even trying to create a certain reality for ourselves, is not only very difficult, but also, unfortunately, can really be useful since, I don't know. I think this might be the heart of pragmatism. Strategically believing in certain things, whether it is a religious belief, whether it is about like a thought about ourselves, consciously deciding to do something, to think something, to believe in something that is really benefiting me or is really benefiting us. Really good idea. And I think it also makes sense, and I do not even have to explain anything about that, that it is a sensical thing to do to, build beliefs, thoughts, and whatever that are just serving you. And, compared to probably something that human beings are often doing, talking themselves down, kind of creating those beliefs that aren't even true. We read the same facts differently. Waterloo spells a victory for an Englishman. For a Frenchman, it spells a defeat. For an optimist philosopher, the universe spells victory. For a pessimist, defeat. Which I think just underlines that everything is quite subjective. When I believe that something is bad, it is my belief. And when somebody else thinks something is bad, it is their belief. And those two beliefs may not, they may not overlap, might not be the same belief. Might, when it is something completely different, like when my belief is one or my belief system is a completely different one from this other person, maybe their defeat is my win and vice versa. We can learn the limits of the plasticity only by trying. Start as if it were wholly plastic, acting methodically, or is it methodically? Anyway, on that assumption, and stop only when decisively rebunked. Our rights, wrongs, prohibitions, I'm sorry, prohibitions, yeah. Penalties, words, forms, idioms, beliefs. Are so many new creations that add themselves as fast as history proceeds. These things make themselves as we go. The world is what we make of it. And this might be really empowering for some people, and on the other hand, might be drowning some other people because, I am having a lot of power over myself and over my life. But at the same time, I also know that I'm having this power, and when I'm not doing too much with it, I might feel bad about that. And I guess also creating this belief that it is okay, to maybe sometimes not do something about something that you could be doing something about, is also a good belief. Truth grafts itself on previous truth, modifying it in the process, just as idiom grafts itself or previous idiom and law on previous law. Given previous law and a novel case, the judge will twist them into fresh law. Previous truth, fresh facts, our mind finds a new truth. The whole notion of the truth is an abstraction from the fact of truths in the plural, a mere useful summarization. Summarizing phrase, I'm sorry, like the law. Is it really a law? Can't we change that law? All the great single word answers to the world's riddles, such as God, the One, reason, law, spirit, matter, nature, polarity, idea, self draw admiration. In everything, this is a quote, by the way. In everything in science, art, morals and religions, there must be one system that is right and every other wrong. How characteristic of the enthusiasm of a certain stage of youth. Well, I mean, I don't know. When it comes to science, I mean, this kind of portrays a situation that is like, I am science, I'm having this one truth, and everything else is bullshit, and everything else is plainly wrong, without even considering it to be true, without even maybe, you know, reading something else, without even considering something else, it's just wrong, and I'm the truth. But I don't think that this is how science works. At least, you know, maybe this is just a picture that I'm painting in my head, because I want to paint it in my head, that science is based on facts, and facts do not have anything to do with, you know, maybe being egoistic, I guess. Of course, you can, you know, might also just kind of believe in humankind as non-egoistical and open to new things, maybe. But I would hope that, and I would say that science is knowing all the facts and then deciding upon those facts what is right, wrong, true, and not true or false. But I mean, of course, when I'm thinking about a study, I mean, it could be rigged. You know, we are still humans, I guess, and, you know, there might be some mistakes that we're making, not on purpose, of course, and so on and so forth. I mean, there are many layers of things. There are many layers that could lead to many outcomes, period. If anyone imagines that this law is lax, let him keep its commandment one day. Concrete truths in the plural needs to be recognized only when their recognition is expedient. A truth must always be preferred to a falsehood when both relate to the situation, but when neither does, truth is a little of a duty as falsehood. Untrue beliefs work as perniciously in the long run as true beliefs work beneficially. Truth is that which ought to be ascertained and recognized. Concreteness of fact. Facts themselves, meanwhile, are not true. They simply are. Facts are facts. Truth is the function of the belief that start and terminate among them. Period. And I think with that period, I'm also gonna end this episode today. Thank you very much for listening and or watching it live, because it is streamed, put on YouTube, and also has a podcast on, you know, I think nearly every single platform you could imagine. But yeah, I wish you the best, and hopefully see you soon. So, bye-bye.